They've made themselves outlaws for Christ. This is where Becket's little family of God ended up. The Cistercian Abbey of Pontigny, about 100 miles southeast of Paris. Built in sparkling white limestone, it seemed a stunning advertisement for purity, a perfect match for Thomas's temperament. But this was no monkish retreat. It pretty soon became apparent that what Becket had established here was a real government in exile. He had his own pan-European intelligence network. He had his own letter smugglers with the know-how to get through the blockade that Henry had imposed on communication. And he had his own versatile propaganda department. But most of all, Becket had his own unwavering sense of self-righteousness. Pretty soon, though, Henry began to use his own formidable power to turn the screws on Becket's supporters. There were arraignments and arrests, terrifyingly sudden summary evictions, the seizure of land and property. Anyone who so much as thought about saying a good word for the traitor archbishop risked, at the very least, deportation.